from North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Wednesday, November 16th. The organizers of Yuba City's annual Nagar Kirtan event say this year's parade had the largest attendance ever in the festival's history. The Nagar Kirtan, or parade, was already considered by Yuba Cityans to be the largest procession of its kind in California, if not the nation. NSPR's Jamie Jiang reports that's due in part to the region's history.
The festival occurred earlier this month at the Temple Gurdwara Sahib. Raj Karambir Singh is the general manager of Punjabi Radio USA, a community radio station that broadcasts U.S. and international news in the Punjabi language. Singh says Yuba City has the oldest Nagar Kirtan Sikh parade in the country, which could explain its size.
This is one of the oldest towns where Punjabi people settled. People worked in farms, they are in trucking, they are entrepreneurs, they work in farm workers and store workers.
The Sikh population here dates back more than a century. Some of the first Punjabi Americans in Yuba City were listed in the 1910 census. As a result, Singh says, coming to the Yuba City Nagar Kirtan, more than perhaps any other, feels like a homecoming.
Everybody have dear relatives living in this area, and they come, they stay with them. It's like Thanksgiving, you know? People come and enjoy, have joyful dinner and everything.
This year's Nagar Kirtan saw anywhere from 160 to 250,000 attendees. And throughout the festivities, Yuba Cityans played host, sheltering and feeding relatives and other members of the Sikh Punjabi diaspora. For NSPR News, I'm Jamie Jiang.
You can find more on that story on our website, mynspr.org. In election news, Republican Kevin Kiley is declaring victory in his congressional race for the 3rd District, which includes parts of Plumas and Yuba counties. His Democratic opponent, Dr. Kermit Jones, has not commented on the race since election night. The latest totals show Kiley leading by 6%, about 10,000 votes. Just over half the ballots in the race have been counted so far, and the Associated Press has not called the race yet. Cap Radio's politics reporter Nicole Nixon says Kiley declared victory after another outlet made the call.
Decision Desk HQ called the race for Kiley yesterday afternoon, and with it, control of the House for Republicans. Kiley was in Washington early this week for a new member orientation and the GOP caucus conference meeting, where Republicans nominated Kevin McCarthy to be the next speaker.
According to the Secretary of State's office, about 2.8 million ballots in California are still waiting to be counted. The state's expansive vote-by-mail system means results can take days or weeks to be finalized. And Democrat Malia Cohen will become California's next state controller after a contentious race against Republican Lonnie Chen. Cohen says her background serving on a state tax board and as the former head of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors Budget and Finance Committee makes her uniquely qualified for the job. As controller, Cohen will be in charge of disbursing state funds and auditing state agencies. Cohen will be the first black official to serve in the role. Republicans hoped Chen would be the first member of their party to win statewide office since 2006. In other news, fast food workers demonstrated across the state yesterday. The California Report's Monty Bolaños has more.
They are trying to call attention to the restaurant industry's attempt to block AB 257, also known as the Fast Recovery Act, which Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law on Labor Day. The law gives fast food workers a place on a newly formed 10-person committee made up of workers, franchise owners, lawmakers, and other stakeholders who will decide wages and working conditions. Angelica Hernandez has worked at McDonald's restaurants for 18 years to help support her family.
Por eso yo por la AB257 he hecho de todo. He salido a huelga, he hecho complaint. He quedado a dormir afuera del Capitolio.
She says this is why she's done all she can to get AB 257 passed. She's gone on strike, filed complaints, even slept outside of the Capitol steps and left her family for days to fight for this law. Almost as soon as AB 257 was signed in September, opponents filed paperwork to put a referendum on the ballot that would prevent the landmark law from being implemented. To qualify as a measure on the 2024 statewide ballot, referendum organizers must collect over 620,000 signatures, and they have to do it by December 4th. If they succeed, AB 257 will be paused until that election, and it will be business as usual for fast food restaurants and coffee chains.
That was the California Report's Madi Bolaños. And finally, AAA says nearly 55 million people are expected to travel throughout the country for Thanksgiving, an increase of 1.5% over 2021, and 98% of pre-pandemic travel volume. Michelle Donati is with AAA Northern California.
Of the 55 million travelers, more than 7.3 million are expected to come from California. Of those from California, 6.3 million will be driving to their Thanksgiving destinations, and about 882,000 Californians will be flying to their holiday destination.
She says if you're flying, expect long TSA lines and consider not checking a bag for more flexibility if flights are delayed or rescheduled. And if you're driving, road traffic peaks on the Wednesday afternoon before Thanksgiving. So you may be better off traveling during off-peak periods before 8 a.m. or after 8 p.m. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, November 16th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. And in case you missed it, after deadly and destructive wildfires, some communities in Butte County are turning to sirens for evacuation information.
Sirens are effective when they warn of one threat, for example, tsunami, with one response, for example, run uphill, right? And they work well in relatively confined areas where you have, you know, a concentration of people.
You can find that story in yesterday's headlines and on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.